Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babun fil Amri bil Ma'rufi wa Nahyi 'anil Munkari. The chapter on commanding good and forbidding evil. So continuing with the ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, "Wa qulil haqqu min rabbikum faman sha'a falyu'min wa man sha'a falyakfur." Allah Ta'ala says that the truth is from Allah Ta'ala. Whoever is willing should believe and whoever is willing should disbelieve. What does this mean? It doesn't mean that the person is willing, he must disbelieve. It's like a rhetorical phrase, rhetorical question. That faman shah, who wants to, the truth has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who wants to believe must believe. Who wants to disbelieve, he must disbelieve. But the truth is there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's coming in this context that everything is clear now. So you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qul, say, proclaim that the haqq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the truth. After the truth has come now, who wants to believe, he must believe. And who still wants to disbelieve, now he can disbelieve. It doesn't mean that Sharia has given us permission to disbelieve, but this is a style in a way, like how a father tells his son, that I've done whatever I could have done for you. Now it is up to you whether you want to listen or you don't want to listen. He's not telling him that you shouldn't listen, but the way he's putting it across. So this is the style that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَاسْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. Allah Ta'ala says, proclaim openly what you have been commanded. Muslim doesn't feel shy. This is his deen, that he has to hide aspects of his deen. He has to feel shy for his deen. For example, a person is traveling and he's at the airport now. He doesn't have to hide and read namaz. When he finds a spot, puts his musalla down. It doesn't matter if it's in front of everybody. This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayat is saying, فَاسْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. Proclaim openly your deen. Don't hide and feel shy that I'm shy that I'm a Muslim. I must hide the fact that I'm a Muslim. We are proud that we are Muslims. Allah Ta'ala has made us Muslims. There's nothing to feel shy about. There was one student in the university. So an alim had come there. So the alim hadn't come, but the alim was performing the nikah of this person from the university. So when he's performing the nikah, he sees that this person, mashallah, fully dressed in sunnah, and this is the way that he goes to his lectures every day, and this is the way. So he was surprised that he says, in this environment that you go to, everyone in that environment seems to be against the sunnah, and at this age and at the youth of your life, this was in a non-Muslim country, he says, how come you got the encouragement or you got the courage to go and be proud of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and take care of yourself so well? So then he gives a very nice answer. He says, when people are not shy to break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why should I be shy to keep the commands of Allah? When people are not shy to break the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why should I be shy to keep the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this should be our attitude. Why should we be shy? This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing for us to be shy. We should be proud that we are so fortunate that we have got such a brilliant deen. In whichever angle you look at it, there's only brilliance and goodness in the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهُونَ عَنِ السُّوءِ وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. You know, this ayat is got to do with those people, the Bani Israel, that from amongst them was a fishing nation. So in this fishing nation, what these people did, they were told that now on the Sabbath, Saturday, that you can't do any business, you cannot light any fires, you can't cook anything, and you can't do any business. So what they did was they decided to beat the system and create a loophole and work around the system. They would put the fishing nets in on a Friday, and they would pull out the fishing nets on a Saturday, and they saying now that we didn't do any fishing on a Saturday. In other words, they were playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there were two groups amongst them. One group is saying that we can't tell them anything. We should just leave them, let them do what they're doing. And another group said, no, what is wrong, we need to stop it. So this comes under this chapter, under this section that we're doing, that commanding good and forbidding evil. So Allah Ta'ala now is explaining that we save those who used to forbid evil, and we seize those who did wrong with a dreadful punishment because of their disobedience. Those that spoke out and made an effort, we saved them. They got saved. But those that were doing the wrong and those that were complacent in it, we have taken them. So this is what the ayat is speaking about. We seize those who did the wrong with a dreadful punishment because of their disobedience. We'll continue from here. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of bringing this many advantages. In fact, in a community and a society where there are people that are encouraging the good, the whole society benefits. Forbidding the evil, the whole society benefits. Imagine if fitnas continuously come, things that are haram, and our children get invited, our women get invited, they automatically would want to go to all these things that are taking place full of fitna. So few people make an effort and they speak out against the fitna, the whole community gets saved from fitna coming to that community. So this is something that is whole, that is so important. And at the same time, it has other benefits, that by person correctly doing something, correctly telling other people about it, then automatically this becomes his legacy. It becomes his legacy for himself, it becomes his legacy for his family, it becomes the legacy for the people in the community, that this is what this pious person had left us with. Let us continue with this. So now this becomes a means of promoting good and forbidding evil. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reciting Surah Kahf. Come early for Jummah Salah and come early before Maghrib Salah and make dua, because duas, ulama of the opinion, are most likely answered in this time. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.